Anyway, we'll get started, even though we don't have a quorum. Does anybody have any comments or corrections to the minutes? We can't approve them today, but we can get corrections in if there's any corrections to be made. Anybody have any corrections? No one have any corrections?
Seems like no.
You can set up here as long as you keep your distance. I'm going to have a roll call. If we could, just to introduce Kathleen Otto, our county manager, just joined us. And wanted to give her a flavor of who we are, and I think she knows me, but I'll tell you again that I'm a retired CPA. I've spent many years with one of the largest international accounting firms in the country, and I was the CFO of a couple of major companies, and I've been on the railroad board for 20 years, and know more than I ever thought I would know about railroads. You know these folks, I'm sure.
I'm Mel Chambers. I've been on the railroad for over 10 years. I initially got started with the Clark County game.
My name is...
Okay. Go ahead.
Just to make sure we get all the audio.
My name is Neil Chambers. I've been on the Railroad Advisory Board for about 10 years, and I initially was part of MAC, but I'm a member at large now, so...
Valuable neighborhood input. Go ahead.
My name's Randy Williams. I'm president of the Chalachi Prairie Railroad Association. We're the tourist railroad that runs on the north end of the tracks. I've been with the railroad, I don't know, 10, 12 years, and been president of the railroad about 6 or 7, I think. And coming to the rail advisory boards during my presidency. I was a city councilman in La Center, although I didn't make it in the last election. They threw all the incumbents out, and I retired from General Electric Healthcare with 37 years in healthcare. No railroad experience. I'm just a pretty face that signs checks.
I can't follow that.
I
can't follow that act. I'm Doug Auberg. I'm treasurer of the BYCX. I've been with them 22 years since the first summer of operation. And I've been coming to these meetings for, I don't know, a long time, 8 or 10 years.
And these two gentlemen with BYCX are very valuable and contributing to the efforts of the railroad. They run that BYCX excursion train up north, and everybody has a good time on that.
I'm Dave Rowe. I'm a guest right now. I've worked at TriMet for 30 years, been in transportation for 40, but I've lived in Battleground for 21 years. So I just wanted to see how rail develops here in Clark County. There's a lot of possibilities here. So that's my spiel.
Okay, could we have the folks online introduce themselves?
How about we start with you, Eric?
Kathleen, Eric Fuller of the Fuller Group. We are a commercial real estate firm. Been practicing in Clark County for over 30 years and have been on the rail board for over 10 years.
All right, how about you, Lloyd?
I'm Lloyd Lycan. I'm a retired Union Pacific train dispatcher, and I've been a member of this organization for the last 20 years.
Looks like you're next, Rocky.
I'm Rocky Houston, Parks and Lands Division Manager. I'm in the pre-retirement phase of my life, looking forward to saying that retirement word in 15 years or so.
And we also have Rick Denice on the phone.
Yeah, my name is Rick Denice, and I'm the former president of the Greater Brush Prairie Neighborhood Association. Sat on this board for about 2 years, and they've asked me to stay on through the end of my term, which is year end.
And then lastly is Mark Daniels.
Mark Daniels, I've worked for the Burlington Northern for 8 years and recently retired after 35 years. Federal Railroad Administration as a regional administrator, and have just recently gotten on the board.
Thank you. All very good contributors to the railroad effort. And I'll give the floor to you if you have anything you want to, words of wisdom you want to pass on.
No words of wisdom, but I appreciate meeting all of you, and it sounds like everybody's been part of this group for many, many years, so I look forward to learning from you all.
Thank you. Okay, I will just interject in behalf of PVJR that the car count has continued to increase. And Eric is pretty happy with his results going forward. And we just got our seventh member, so we can now have a quorum. We've all introduced ourselves. We have Kathleen Otto, our county manager here, and just wanted to introduce yourself and tell what you've done in the past and what you've contributed.
What I've done in the past.
Punch the button.
As in what? I was in grain business. Is that, yeah. I was
and
in grain
your
business.
Experience in the railroad?
Yeah, the railroad. I worked with the railroad in my agricultural days. Shipped a lot of grain out here to the deal. Starting the first business trip was 1980 to this area.
Okay. Anyway, on behalf of PVJR, their rail count has continued to increase, and they're pretty happy with that. How about BYCX? Do you have anything to?
Thanks, Dan. I'll turn on the sound. Thanks, Dan. I missed the August meeting. We tested negative for COVID and then went on a cruise, and everybody had COVID and came back with it. But August, we had, unfortunately, our train told victim to train robbers once again. We have talked to the sheriff about that, but we had train robbers attack the Saturday and Sunday trains, and we had a lot of passengers, a lot of kids who were happy, and it was a good thing. And for Kathleen, they come the third weekend in July and the third weekend in August. We have that activity, and those trains typically sell out or very close to it. We actually added extra tickets in and filled those seats as well. We had the capacity. We did have in a previous meeting, we did I did share we had some vandalism with some teens breaking windows out of a caboose that was parked on a siding as a Class B felony. I reported that to Clark County Sheriff, filed a report, gave them all the video information we had. They weren't able to identify them, but I put it up on social media, and Facebook is powerful. We had their identities and their contact information within 12 hours. And actually had one of them call me and said, can you take that post down? Because I'm tired of getting harassed already. And I said, as soon as I have all the contact information, the post comes down. And they've all agreed to pay for the damage to the windows, safety glass and cabooses is, it's a FRA type glass. We can't get it at a local glass supplier. Has to come from someplace that makes up railroad windows. So we're working on that, and we'll pass on the cost for the installation and of the windows. This last weekend we ran. It was warm. Actually, the last two weekends we run, it's been warm. And but we do fire patrol. We did have one neighbor express their concerns to fire marshal about our operation because it does, it can generate sparks. But we did patrol. I have my personal two-person rail car. I had it out on the tracks with water tanks in it. I have a radio. I can call a train back if I need help. And I have a cell phone I can call if we have something. But we didn't have anything. We were fortunate. We're running our diesel right now, which is less problematic. We put a new spark arrestor on a couple of years ago. And then for this high fire season, we've actually added extra screens on the spark arrestor for a little bit more containment. But again, no incidents. The fire marshal went and spoke personally with the neighbor that was concerned. So we're being cautious. As long as it says we need to have fire protection out there, we'll be out there. We're doing track work right now and fixing stuff. I want to thank Kevin for getting the site visit visibility stuff taken care of, getting the grass mowed down. I ran this weekend, and I didn't have any problems with any of the public crossings for visibility. And it was pretty nice. There's some angry beavers out there because you took 3 feet of water out of their pond. And I talked to Will Pickering, who's been with the group quite a while. He said that pond has not been that clean. That drain hasn't been that clean in over 20 years. So we took a swipe at it with our backhoe from the tracks, but your guys getting in the water, and it was a mess. We have a pond along the tracks that beavers like to plug up the drain to raise the water up for their little habitat. And the hard part is that builds pressure on the berm that's there and can cause a displacement. So we like to keep that drain clean. But Kevin got the guys out there. They did all the vegetation clearance. The areas on the north end, which I didn't go up and look at, Will Pickering said those look great. So again, thank you very much. Now we just need, we can figure out a way to get weed spraying done. I think that's your next obstacle you have to deal with on that. Other than that, everything's going pretty good. Halloween weekend, we've had at a recent seance, we heard that there's going to be a headless horseman riding around. So that'll bring another full train in there. Anyway, that's all I have. Do you have anything, Doug?
No.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to backtrack a moment. Since we now have a quorum, I want to get the minutes approved. And I didn't hear any comments previously. Does anybody have any comments on the minutes? Please bring them up now. If not, I'm going to ask for a motion to approve the minutes. Anybody online have comments? Okay.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
There. It's been moved in a second. We approve the minutes. Anybody opposed to that? Then the minutes are approved without objection. So go ahead and tell us about county activities.
Will do. So railroad bids are due for RRB 1230. That's the road bed rehabilitation contract. Bid opening is tomorrow afternoon. I believe that's 2:00. So we'll know if bids came in favorable and hope to award a contract to the lowest responsive bidder.
What's the amount of that?
That's the grant for $1.5
million. 1.5.
Yeah, and the construction estimate is just under $1 million.
That's just bridge repair?
That's roadbed rehabilitation from Rye Junction up to Battleground. So it's ties, ballast, things of that nature. The other grant we're continuing to work on getting...
That's the 2 million?
That's the 2.7 million, yeah, working on...
And that's for bridge rehabilitation?
It's for both. It's for bridge repairs in the above battleground, as well as any bridge repairs below battleground that would need it. Cedars, the bridge over Curtain Creek.
Sure.
It's also for roadbed rehabilitation above battleground, so it's combined.
That's the one that was originally for one bridge, but we got it expanded because we decided we could repair that bridge instead of...
Exactly. It was a grant for replacing the bridge at Cedars and then also repairing the bridge. I think it's Bridge 20 that's a little bit further up. So we'll hopefully repair...
Going out,
yes, we'll have an RFP. I think we're on the schedule for October to put that RFP out, and then we'll be working on... So the RFP will be to hire a consultant to do bridge inspections, load rating, determine necessary repairs for bringing it up to 286 compliance. At the same time, we'll be hiring a consultant to help us put out a bid package for doing the priority repairs on all the wooden bridges. So if you're familiar with the way that the bridge inspections are done, they determine the high priority repairs that need to be done, priority 1 through 3. Those are things that need to be addressed in the 1 to 3 year time frame. So we'll be focusing on getting all of those done with this money. And then we'll, and the next step beyond that, we'll be putting out another contract for a roadbed rehabilitation on that upper end. We're learning from this contract so we can do better on the next one.
Will the evaluation determine if Bridge 20 is going to be repaired or replaced with a culvert? I know that was a thought of before, because it's been taken down and it's, you know, the cross bracing was removed, and the middle bent, the mud sill doesn't have any support under it.
Yeah.
Put your hand under it.
Yeah, the recommendations from the consultant that we hired to do the bridge inspection in December 2020 was to replace in kind. So essentially rebuild it as is. So just kind of put it back the way it was intended to function. Yeah.
So they, and because you don't have access to a high rail, again, you're welcome to ask us and we can get somebody down there.
Great. Thank you.
With our equipment.
Yeah. And then the signal repair. So that's for the signals that are out of service on 72nd Avenue, St. John's, and 119th Street. Those were all hit by motor vehicles. We have a contract ready. It's been through internal county review, legal review. The contractor is now reviewing it. Next steps will be to take it to council in the form of a staff report and get the budget approval done as well.
We don't have any, you know, grant for that. That's just our general fund budget.
Those are, we're filing insurance claims with all three of the motor vehicle drivers that, so those claims, the intent to claim, or I forget all the insurance jargon, but there's already been that filed with those insurance companies with the estimate that we had at 60% design. And then the last thing that I had today was just a reminder about the Open Public Meeting Act's training requirements, and you were all sent the links on how to do the training online. If you've done that training, we have your certificate here. Just need you to sign affirming that you've done the training. So Neil and John, I have yours if you're ready for that, and those online, if you want to shoot me an email, we can do it through DocuSign. So that was all I had today, unless you guys have any questions. Okay.
On unfinished business, the RRAB bylaws update and the county code change. There are some concerns been expressed by other board members, so that John and Kent and I will meet and discuss those and then come back to you with our commentary on that. Because Kent and John are both, Kent's been ill, got COVID in some meeting he went to, and John is fishing somewhere in Montana with his son. In the agenda subcommittee, we have gathered some information to put together our plan for going forward the rest of this year and into next year. But we are not finished with that, and when John gets back, we'll hold another meeting and try to wrap up at least the thumbnail outline of what we would like to do and have the board approve that, and then we'll put together some action plans and go forward. That's all I've got. New business. We'll put David, you wanted to speak for a few minutes.
Okay, I'm Dave Rowe. This week in Battleground, the Washington State Transportation Committee is going to have a meeting, and it's going to last 2 days. And I presented a request that we should look at passenger rail in Clark County, because we have three corridors in Clark County that would help with passenger rail and increase freight rail too, all the way up to from Battleground to Portland, in addition to building the interstate bridge, which is just for automobiles and a little bit of C-Tran. They're going to have some crossings too, but rail right now goes across from Vancouver to Portland in 15 minutes. So I think passenger rail on our rail corridors could increase our speed quite a bit for passengers. Back in the turn of the century, they had a lot of people would ride the rail, and I think it could come back and help climate change. It's so much more efficient to run to move passengers with a rail than it is rubber tires. Rubber tires, one of the problems they have is rubber particles getting in the rivers and waterways. The more tires you have, it runs down the ditches and ends up in the rivers. So that's why rail is so much more environmentally friendly. So I'm going to make a presentation. I put together a statement that I'm sending to them, which you all have here in this document. So that's just what I'm hoping to get. For climate change, we need to do something. There's just so many wildfires going on, and just our planet is warming up, and we need to slow that down. So that's kind of what I've got.
I think we need to get you involved with our agenda subcommittee and try to put together something for a real formal presentation. I think we're a ways off from that in terms of development in Clark County, but it's certainly something we could put on the long-range program to look at as we develop some of these other things within Clark County.
Yeah, nothing else, just a study to see what it would take to get passenger service and how it'd affect the freight if we can get better tracks, and it's doing that now, but we need a lot of crossings need to be improved, and it should have a study to see how that, but I'll be willing to be on a committee.
Yeah, we'll notice you on that when we have the next meeting, so that you can come and talk about that a little bit and put it, like I said, it's probably a more long range thing than it is an immediate.
Nothing is fast. That's right. Thanks.
Any other? We don't have any other public people. That's it for Dave. Other folks are not here. Anything for the good of the order? Anybody else have anything? Sure.
I have one thing for Kevin. I forgot to ask. concerning the erosion control, I took your guy out, my speeder, and we went up and looked at that section, and you said there were going to be some contact with the neighbor that seems to make up their own rules. Has there been any feedback or any action from them?
Yes, we were able to get in touch with that landowner adjacent to the tracks, and so next steps would be to, like you mentioned, take care of some erosion control before the rainy season, like hydro seed and straw or something of that nature. And then that individual has also essentially been put on notice that they can't do work in the railroad right away without.
Yeah, we were concerned about this section below the tracks where it had been cut in, kind of close to the tracks.
Yeah.
That's kind of going to be prone to a slide in there if it gets too wet. I mean, obviously it's going to drain because there's nothing there. But we just want to make sure we don't lose the roadbed in there. We're up doing, this weekend we'll be up to milepost 29.5, replacing a bunch of ties that are keeping our heavy equipment from going through. So. But whenever, again, if you need any help from us getting equipment up there or people up there, just let me know, and
okay. And
I'll be happy to come out either with, if our big car is running, we can take it. If not, I'll bring my car out, put it on the tracks.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to get out and take another look at it before we make any more decisions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so I'll give you a call.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah.
One additional thing I'll mention is that we don't have anything definitive on whether there's any kind of movement on the settlement with the operator, but I'm getting some vibrations that it's at least in the positive direction. Takes forever to get things done, but I won't ask you to comment on that one. okay, anything else? Anybody online?
No comments at this time, thank you.
Rick, have you moved yet?
I did. Yeah, I'm right down the street from you now.
you're my neighbor now, huh?
yeah, right on the other side of the high school.
All right.
I'm going to go ahead and stop recording unless there's anything else.
Pardon me?
I'm going to go ahead and stop recording unless there's anything else.
I have nothing
else. Okay.
Well, it will adjourn to me. Thanks. Okay.
Bye, everyone.
You have anything informal to tell us?